Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And it is 27 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio, hopping into the gig this morning. Mark McNamara again. Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you, Sean. Morning to you and everybody. A couple of meetings coming up in New South Wales tonight. Bathurst, they have got 10 races. Their first is at 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. Their features race number 6, the Bedwells Feed Barn Star Trek Final. The other meeting is Bankstown. Their first race is at 6:26, and they've got just the 6 races through until 3 minutes to 9 o'clock tonight. Must give a rap to driver Blake Hughes. He's driven 7 winners in the last 2 days after picking up another 4 victories at Tamworth yesterday. Number of them for Clayton Harmy, but he's a young man that's just driving out of his skin at the moment. So congratulations to you, Blake. Our 3 guests yesterday, Greg Coney, Julie Hobday and Will Rickson, all provided winners across yesterday's meeting. Julie won with Christian Shannon. We had Greg and Gemma Coney combine with a win up at Tamworth as well. And Will Rickson, who tipped us into Kiama's Rosie as one of his 2 best at the each way, got the prize in the last at Penrith at $8.80 for the win and about $2.40 for the play. So big thanks to all of The drivers and trainers, the 3 of them that came on yesterday and all picking up wins. So congratulations to them as well. Going to talk to another 3 this morning, hoping to catch up with Kelly Munro shortly. She's got a number of drives in the back half of the program at Bathurst tonight. Justin Reynolds has been busy lately around the Bathurst region as well. And Victor Lindenbaum driving at Bankstown tonight. He's got a drive, race 1, number 1, Matai Vella. And in race 4, number 7, No Risk, No Return. Busy weekend of racing, of course. You can find it about all of the fields at harness.org.au. Nearly said hrnz.co.nz just then. Habits die hard. But Kelly Munro is our first guest up on The Pace this morning. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Must be really happy with the way you're driving at the moment. You're getting winners regularly and putting them all in the race at the right time.
Yeah, I just hope they keep coming like they do. I've been pretty lucky to get put on a few good ones, so just hope it keeps happening.
And Melissa here was on the show last week following the win of Firehouse and paid enormous credit to you. The combination with Melissa, where does that go back to?
She used to train horses at the showground where we trained, and we just become friends, and then we had Fight and Flight for a while, and she's done a lot for me with him to get me a few trial drives and get me my license. So, yeah.
Well, you drove Firehouse to victory on debut. You've come up with a tricky draw tonight from inside the back row, but the way that it went about its first start and the fact it was in the market the way it was has a fair rap on the horse. It's a pretty smart pacer and would likely be one that can step up from that maiden win to the next grade in one go.
Yeah, I think if he gets the right run through the race, he should be right in the mix at the end. So we'll just have to see how the race turns out.
It's a pretty strong field tonight, but you'd be happy to follow out a Morris horse. They're racing really well.
Yeah, no, their team always races pretty well. So when I seen that we were drawn behind him, I wasn't really that worried about it.
MD Munro has 2 in race number 9. Tatterby drawn the inside. What'd you make of the first up run around that pacer?
Yeah, no, she should go all right. She'll be in the mix at the end, I think.
And the work around the stable, mate, keeping it real drawn too?
Yeah, no, they should both be in the mix, I think, if they both get the right run. Keeping it real, she's still a bit overweight for us, but, you know, she should be in the run if she gets the right run.
Did you get the choice of drives?
No.
And in race number 10, very consistent horse, Dynamite D, just keeps racing well, is versatile, tough, and you can just never leave it out.
Yeah, no, he just is a horse that gives his everything, and we couldn't be happier with him. He's always in the mix, and with the right run too, he should be in there.
Where's his best place in the run ideally? Is he best in front? I know he can do work and still be there at the end, but if you had it tailor-made to suit, where would you like to be with the horse?
He's generally good from the back. He is a bit of a fit sprint horse, so we'll probably just have to see what happens coming out of the gate and go from there. But he's a horse that is happy to sit at the back and let them all do the work up front, and he just comes with one last run, really.
And you've got 3 drives tonight, Kelly. Is there a pick of the 3?
I think Melissa Hears horse and Dynamite there, I think they should both go pretty well.
And that is Firehouse race 7, number 9, and Dynamite D race 10, number 6. Keep up the good driving, Kelly, and thanks for joining us on The Pace this morning.
Thank you very much.
That is Akeli Munro joining us with a look at her drives at Bathurst tonight on the 10-race program at the Gold Crown Paceway. Further reminder about Griffith having their Carnival of Cup meeting coming up on Saturday night. Those fields at harness.org.au. Griffith Pacers Cup night down there. The Blaney Carnival of Cups is not too far away, and with summer approaching, the Carnival of Cups are going to kick right in. Justin Reynolds off to Bathurst tonight as well and joins us online too. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Thank you for your time. Team's racing really well.
Yeah, they've been going pretty well of late, which is good.
You've got a drive in the first on through to the keeper. That was a pretty good third last time, but you've had no real luck with the barrier draw tonight.
No, she's been having a bit of bad luck with the barrier draws of late, and she had to do a bit of work at Penrith last week and was a pretty big run, so I was really happy with her.
Pretty strong field tonight. Where do you go from the start? I know you've probably got the speed to go forward, and you do like to put your horses into the race. Have you, you've sort of got to go back from out there, or you need to put her on the speed?
I think I've just got to play it by ear and just see what's happening inside me. Yeah, it's a pretty strong field, so I just have to sort of play it by ear and just see what's happening inside me when the green light goes on.
Race number two, Always Mysterious, is drawn to get a really nice run from inside the back row.
Yeah, she raced really well last week. She'll probably have to look to get into the running line pretty early tonight, but yeah, I think she'll go pretty close.
Race number six, you've got a runner in the Star Trek final in Sputnik. Never too far away, but gee, this is a really hot field tonight.
Yeah, it's a really good field. It was a really tough run last week, sit breezing in a 155 mile. Hopefully this week he can go forward and maybe get a bit of cover somewhere during the race and hopefully get home well.
And that should be the go. The speed's likely to be on with the amount of form in the race. So if you can tuck in behind and save for one run at them, is that the horse's best go at this stage of its career?
Yeah, it depends. He's raced pretty well in front and parked. He's sort of won doing it every which way. He's won with a sit and one leading and one parked. So he's pretty versatile, but it is a very strong field.
And your last driver's on Star Play. It's first up. It is a rating 70 horse. Do you know much about this one?
Yeah, she's, even though her numerical form doesn't look that great on paper, she was actually racing really well last prep, and I think she's probably the class mare in the race. It's just an awkward draw first up.
And do you know she trialled leading into this?
No, she hasn't.
So it goes in fresh and just a field of seven. You've got a pretty busy night. Is there one that you're looking at, or maybe just a few each-way chances to go tonight at Bathurst?
I think they're probably all each-way chances, but my best chance is probably Always Mysterious.
Always Mysterious comes up in Racer 2 at number 9. Justin, thanks for joining us and on the pace this morning, and hopefully for you and David, the luck continues out there at Bathurst tonight.
Yep, thanks for having me, Mark.
Thanks, Justin. Justin Reynolds there joining us on the pace this morning. So let's look at the meeting at Bathurst. Victor Lindenbaum is driving at Bankstown tonight. He's got a really good chance in the first on Matai Vella. And with just the six races tonight, his second drive comes up on No Risk, No Return, which follows out one of Peter Hansen's, which you could do plenty worse around Bankstown than follow a Hansen runner from the draw. So Victor will be up in just a moment to wind up on the pace on this Friday. A pretty warm day across New South Wales with the warm weather blowing. Of course, New Zealand Cup Day coming up next Tuesday. A couple of New South Wales representatives over there. Tough Monarchs over there from the Ricky Ulchin stable. And Our Uncle Sam, Mark Jones, is taking the drive in the New Zealand Cup on Our Uncle Sam for Chris Frisby. So I'd imagine he'll be better suited to the 2 miles. Our Uncle Sam at such a unique setting at Kaikoura. When he got it wrong at the start with the crowd on the inside, the crowd on the outside, the 2 mile start at Addington is a much, much quieter start point than what he had to contend with at Kaikoura. And of course, San Carlo drawn the inside. He too, question mark from the stand with the lack of opportunities in Victoria. Victor Lindenbaum joins us online. Victor, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Just a couple of drives. Must be pretty confident though around race one, number one, Masai Vella just keeps racing well.
He's a great horse, and he's been working good and racing really good, so I'm perfectly happy with how he is today.
What about gate speed over the 1740 in front at Bankstown, in particular over the short course, is a very good place to be?
I've only used him once from start, and it was previous start at Bankstown when he had barrier one, and he easily took the lead. That time we decided to let go of the lead, and today, I think we got to stick to the lead today. So I'm confident he'll get it.
And in race number four, you drive No Risk, No Return, following up the J Dug. And it's always good to follow it, a Peter Henson run. They always race well at Bankstown, so you're in the right spot at the start. Can it improve on recent starts, you think?
I hope so. Like you said, we have a really good back to follow today. And it's always dangerous when you get a good trip with a horse. So we'll hope for the best with him.
I detect the accent. Tell us your background and how you came to arrive in Australia.
Pardon?
Whereabouts are you from originally, and how did you get to the opportunity to come down to Australia?
I'm originally from Sweden, so I'm always used to the trotters. So all the paces and stuff was pretty new when I came. I've never driven a pacer before I came over here. But I like it really good, and I like the system you have here with a little advantage for the junior drivers with the claims and everything. So I'm doing great over here.
Is Australia home for the time being? Are you planning to return to Sweden at some stage, or just seeing where it takes you?
I'll see where it takes me. I'm enjoying it really much here, and I'm planning on staying here. And we'll always see how the drives get going too. I'm really thankful for all the drives that I get from different people, and especially the McDowell family. So I just hope it takes off soon and I'll be able to stay.
Well, you've got a great backing with the McDowell family. Love their harness racing, and I think you can win race one for them tonight on Matai Valor. Victor, thank you for joining us this morning on The Pace, and good luck at Bankstown tonight.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
That is Victor Lindenbaum joining us, a Swedish native, Sean, and that's been on The Pace on this Friday morning.
I was waiting for you to launch into a little bit of ABBA there for us, Mark, but anyway, we'll have to wait for that. Have a good weekend.
That's more Paul Lingham's thing. He's got Dancing Queen as his ringtone on his phone.
Oh, goodness gracious me, that's sad. All right, good on you, Mark. Talk to you soon.
See ya.